Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I hear that after 50, what really goes away is your short-term memory and also your short-term memory.
The study looked at three brain networks overall.
ABC, CBS, and NBC.
Why am I taking a student from a $50,000 a year institution of higher learning,
right,
and having to pay them to educate them?
Mike,
I think it
you're
sucks
not paying a single thing. Podville Media is.
Well, the same thing,
well,
right?
No, it's a corporation.
It's the principle of the thing.
And
I think, is
by the way, we don't make the rules.
Yeah, it's not your little show. It's the it's the corporation.
Have you had the pep talk with Michael about any confrontations?
I don't think he's going to have to deal with that. He's
okay.
Good.
Well, you know, you've got the hero gene. You have it. He probably has it.
Yeah.
You know what Oscar's saying between the lines?
Yeah. Of course.
It's like the kind of guy that just wants to get into a go all
the
time.
And you see, I know this, and this is why I don't give him the satisfaction.
Right, but he's right.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Mike O'Mara Show.
What was that?
I do weird stuff at the beginning
happy.
Of the show.
We'll
I always
it.
Do.
We'll take
I've
it.
Always done
we'll
that.
Take it.
Yeah.
Happy to have you along on a Tuesday program, Mammoth Cave, Kentucky, Essex County, England, Chattanooga, Tennessee. Pardon me, boy, is that the cat that ate your new shoes? O'Fallon, Missouri, Parma, Ohio. Isn't Parma a dog problem, like a disease or something?
No, I know it as a suburb of Cleveland because for at least one season of the Drew Carey Show, the theme was
Moon over Parma.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Arnhem, Gelderland, the Netherlands. Arnhem is the town?
I believe that is town and then like county and then country or region. I think it was called region when I Googled it. Yes.
So if I was to say, I'm from the Netherlands, so I will say this is Lee County, Fort Myers, Florida.
Exactly.
Anyway. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you with us. I'm still crooked, aren't I? Because I didn't fix my camera.
No.
There you go. Just engage your core on one side.
So I'd like to say, what if I did the entire show?
You'd have to talk like a Batman villain.
Like this.
Can you be cold?
Is there a way to figure it out? All right. So towards the end of yesterday's broadcast, we had breaking news that came to my wife through her a couple of friends of hers.
Uh-huh.
I had not validated it yet. It was impossible to validate online. It was impossible to validate
we couldn't
once I got
it
off
after
the air.
The show. It was wild.
Right.
Going to the local, it was terrible. It was really, really horribly done. But then it was confirmed that late in the day yesterday, the superintendent, interim superintendent of schools in Lee County, announced that there would be a mask mandate for the school system, which means I'm very A-OK with sending my son back to school, even though it is still a risky time for any parent that has their kids in school that have not been vaccinated. But I was very, very happy with that.
Sure.
And then I was the way it was explained to me or the way I read about it was that what happened after a judge voted as unconstitutional the ban on mask mandates that was instituted by the state government led by Governor Ron DeSantis, I thought, well, let's see what Lee County School Board does. And shortly thereafter, they called a special meeting for this issue. And I was cautiously optimistic that they were going to implement a mask ban. So I was very surprised that before we even got off taping with a meeting that was scheduled for 5 p.m., mm-hmm. we tape our show usually our summer schedule at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And so this was well before the meeting, and I was just totally confused. So with that set up, later on, the local news,
moving at a really fast pace,
it was confusing because I don't know to this day who got the news first. But I know that finally, on both the major local news stations down here, they broke it that they had implemented a mask ban starting Wednesday. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Is there a chance that the news that Carla brought to you was in fact premature, and by the time it was confirmed?
No.
Really?
No, okay, I would have said
there
that.
There are leaks everywhere.
I would have said that if she got it from one source. She got it from multiple sources. Yeah. Nothing from the county. I'm on every email parent thing you're going right. to get from the county. Nothing from local news. Nothing. It was weird, Mike, the way it came out. Yes.
And this is no disrespect to moms and dads and any sort of PTA structure or people that are engaged. But the rumor mill, even for someone that doesn't have kids, we know that the hens will spread information ASAP.
Oh, yeah. There is a website.
I will accept that amazingly sexist comment and raise you one. No, I was a little pissy with my bride based on her sourcing. And then not seconds later, it broke across the old-fashioned magic box.
Okay.
And I said to her, okay, maybe your little phone tree is is tapped in.
There is a Facebook page called the Wives of Loudoun County that beats the news to stuff.
I'm telling
all
you,
the
that's
time,
what I'm saying.
All the time. I can't get in because I'm not a wife.
You got a vet, though.
Yeah, you do. You can't be silly about
bet
it.
Bet and verify. That's but right. I love that she got the news before the news got the news.
Yeah.
You know, it came through, and it truly was. Grateful news. We felt great gratitude that it happened. Then later on, it was formalized. The superintendent of the Lee County School District has implemented a 30-day mask mandate for all students and staff starting Wednesday at a workshop meeting on Monday. So this was not the public meeting.
All right.
Superintendent Ken Savage, watched a lot of him last night, said the mandate will be reassessed after that 30 days. So that's when it was announced.
Okay.
So with that said, I was still curious to see what was going on. And then I saw a local cut-in where deputies had just broken up. You remember, this is the meeting I was going to go to.
Right.
Yeah.
Deputies had just broken up a fist fight outside the Board of Education in Lee County.
Aren't you happy you weren't there?
Did the deputy say, Mike, did the deputy say, now listen, there's not going to be any fighting here.
See, you have sheriff's deputies in Lee County, too. So, you know, they're called deputies.
Yes.
Police officers are called deputies.
I know. I'm just, right.
But you still can't get away from the cartoon box where it's Deputy Dog. Barney Fife.
I was, you know, Barney Fife is a touchstone.
What does Deputy Dog sound like?
What are we going to do now?
That's right, Deputy Dog.
Hey, add that one up. Add that one to the ones you can't do at 62 anymore. I used to do it.
Yeah. Well, it used to be a little. Also, I'm not sure that Deputy Dog is a real sizzler anymore.
Now, probably forgotten. Forgotten more than remembered. So I watched this cut-in on the news that there are these parents that are fighting. Physically fighting outside. And at that point, being the lover of conflict that I am.
Yes.
I said, I got to see if there's a way of watching this board meeting.
Yeah, right.
Which I knew nothing about. I didn't know how they run it, what goes on. Well, I was able to find a YouTube channel with the school board right there, channel that I could watch, and I was thrilled. I said I could watch this.
Loudoun County, you can watch it on Just Fans.
OnlyFans.
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
OnlyFans.
You're such a dad.
Oh, well. I'm such a dad.
So this thing was, I was curious, and then it became very evident to me early on that during the public comments where they have, I want to say 15 seconds, maybe 30 seconds. Well, I'm not sure.
That's quick.
It's not a lot of time to comment, and the parents came forward.
Okay.
And I am here to tell you what followed was one of the most disconcerting things I've ever seen. I knew I lived in a red county. I did.
Right.
I knew I lived in a really, really red county. And I knew also that there are parts of the red states that are pretty passionate when it comes to masks and things. But I didn't quite realize, as parent after parent after parent after parent came forward, how many people were, I shouldn't say how many people, that the level of passion was so great. And what I witnessed was, the word, and you're going to have to edit me out here.
All right.
There's just no better description of it when I write to you, Oscar, or I share it with somebody, batshit crazy.
Sure,
I'm talking about, I am talking about people who were angry. People who were beyond angry. And the kind of anger that I saw last night. And by the way, I'll tell you all about the people I saw from both sides.
Okay.
This was fascinating to me. The kind of anger that I saw was the kind of anger that you would see, and I'm being sincere here.
Sure.
In middle school or high school. When, you know, when you get so mad that you just say, well, I hope you die.
Yeah.
You know that. You know what I'm talking. Do you understand?
Yeah, you don't
when
have,
a kid
you don't
is
have
disappointed, when a child is disappointed.
And you don't have the mental wherewithal or wisdom or life experience to deal with it, that you just have to wish death on the other person. You're not even sensible.
It was. I'd never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything, and my wife and I sat there and watched this, and it was stunning. And I posted a week ago or 2 weeks ago when they voted to go along with this opt out for parents. Mm-hmm. I voted a very pretty stern rebuke of our local school board member. And I went to school last night and said to myself, these people talk about thankless.
Yeah.
From both sides. That's the way it is. But the type of people I saw were, they were so childlike in their anger. I've never seen anything like it. They were called demons. Mm. One lady said, God will punish you and you all are demons. And then it was almost exclusively people that were arguing against the mask mandate until a lady
yes,
this lady gets up with a mask on and starts gently making a point that appears to be in favor of masks. And I'm like, and I'm watching this alone. Carla's long gone, not watching this.
She got her answer. She's moving on.
Carla's she's running around watching another thing. I'm watching the whole show. I'm not leaving this for a second.
Right.
And the lady comes up and said, oh, it's somebody who agrees with me. Well, maybe now we'll have a voice of sanity. And she gets on and she says, I think there should be provide some options too as well to make sure, you know, but I am for right now the mask mandate. I'm saying, okay, that's reasonable. And then she pauses. Uh-oh. And I said, okay, well, maybe I'm going to get somebody that's it's kind of normal. And she pauses. She goes, I believe that children are our future.
Oh, no. She sings.
And I'm like, everybody in this county, right and left, is out of their effing minds.
It's the sun.
That is crazy, man.
It's Florida,
exposure.
Oscar.
It's exposure to the
I was
sun.
Warned.
You were warned.
I was warned and
too
warned.
Much vitamin
it's not
D.
Just Florida, man. What the hell is going on? People came down here to get away from law.
Well, Mike,
that's
true.
The
they
rule
migrate,
of law.
They migrate south, and when you can go no further, that's where they are. There's, you know, there's California
oh,
has a reputation
God.
As well for the people that head west.
I said this to that's a buddy of mine today. I will no longer, and I mean it, I will no longer put a campaign bumper sticker on a car. I will not put a yard sign up. I won't go there. If it's anything like this in other parts of the nation, I say to you, I do not know what to do. It's why I put on the show prep this week. What country would you like to live in? Because it's so
Florida
freaky.
Florida is wackadoo central.
Yeah, it really is.
It is wackadoodle.
It's a
wackadoodle.
It's a pest
trip. That's why Todd moved down here. Well,
he's doing
wackadoozy-woozy.
He's doing fine. He's doing fine, I'm sure.
I mean, Mike, you moved down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I moved down here because I like to play golf. That's
you're not
it.
100%. You're a creative in your own right.
A creative?
Yeah, he's a creative.
Like,
oh, hold on.
On a
I moved down here because I'm crazy, too.
No, I'm saying.
To a degree.
No,
is that your point?
You're a creative.
You're a creative.
And I don't like creative used as a noun.
They didn't call me your creative. He called me a creative.
Yeah, a creative.
You're a creative.
A creative.
Yes.
Mike, I'm just curious.
Like you got your extreme views as well. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're opinionated. There's no law against being opinionated.
Well, I mean, I don't consider myself an extremist.
I consider
myself somewhat moderate.
But you like to voice your opinion and let people know what's what?
I like to, but I do a radio show. And
not everybody has that outlet. Sometimes
I know.
Sometimes they have to go to the school board.
I can't help myself, though, because I'm Irish, too.
The children are our future.
That's the lady I'm like, oh, my God. Is there anybody normal? And they all looked like, I really thought I was on the set of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and I was at the Spawn Movie Ranch. I swear to God, only present day, all these women that I saw speak, and it was mostly women, that could have been at the Spawn.
Mike,
at
and
the
now
Spawn
we have,
movie ranch
we have a 30
years ago.
We have a 30-second remark from Bruce Dern from his hospital bed.
I just can't you even see that I'm blind. So I watched this thing and I should be feeling safe. I should be feeling reasonable heads prevail.
Relieved, yeah.
That the majority of scientific evidence was digested, interpreted. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Give them a sense of pride.
When did it? I understand that some people might not think that masks work. I get that.
Sure.
Totally get that.
I am interested on what that type of dissertation or discussion was at the podium for the anti-maskers.
The 15 seconds for the anti-maskers.
Between the personal attacks and the I got the impression people would be pissed if they hear me saying this. If you're from that faction,
yes,
that I got the distinct impression this was a political defeat.
Yes,
and that's the way it was interpreted. And we have such passion on both sides now that this world was changed forever by the 2016 election. Mm-hmm. It has been changed forever. Mm-hmm. We saw it January 6th. We see it now.
Yeah.
And it is, at the same time, there's only one way, in my opinion, we're going to ever get back things on track here. You have to take where it comes from, and you have to realize that there are two sides to issues, but it doesn't make me feel as though I could have a conversation with anybody that I saw speaking last night. It just wasn't possible.
How screwed up is it that you can't even have a conversation with someone that's on your side? That's when things are really messed up. That is.
But at the end of the day, when the public session was over, you had right, left, a lot of Republicans, I think majority Republican of the school board down here, got up and were discussing this in a very reasonable and quiet way and expressing support for the superintendent of schools. And I said, yay, rah, rah.
Sure.
And then there was a lot of talk about the fact that tomorrow, when my son goes back to school and when apparently maybe some of these parents are planning on using their children as pawns in this, where they have been instructed. I've heard this through the rumor mill, instructed to deny the mask, to defy the mask order, and then videotape whatever faculty or staff member.
Oh, God.
You're kidding.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not kidding you guys. That's where we are with this.
Why would you want to be a teacher if you have to deal with this?
I don't know. I really don't know. It's Jeez. Just
teachers and by are the way, special there, breed,
there,
man.
There was a teacher that spoke. There was a doctor that spoke. And then there was a physician that spoke with a mask on who was a woman, and she was masked up, and she was a family practitioner.
You sure she wasn't a nurse?
No, she was not a nurse. And then she got up. Thank you. And then she got up. I'm trying to make a point. Check.
Come on.
And I'm sitting there going, and she was the bravest person I'd seen because I knew she was in a room of people that were probably hissing at her and shouting at her. And, you know, you stupid woman with your medical degree.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I don't know, man. I don't know. Look, this is not the only part of the world where it's like this, but it was, I was unsettled. I have been unsettled all day long about this. I am just you know, trying to make sure that I can do everything in my power to make sure that we're not taking a trip to the children's hospital, you know, with my son.
Well, you've it's got just that, that underlying theme of the anti-maskers down there. And then if you have a meeting about it, it's like you distill it. That's where all of it comes to
I'm
a
with
head.
Mike. If I watch that and that's your, I mean, that's your, that's a reflection of your
environment.
I might have to move.
It's scary. It's scary.
That's unsettling.
Oh, I'd never think about doing that. This is a no pest strip.
Yeah.
This area.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Whack-a-doodle.
I love sunshine. I love golf. There are a lot of places you can golf.
Yeah.
I heard it's great in South Carolina.
Sure.
It's just
Arizona.
No, same stuff there.
Cactus guys. League.
Come on now. Come on. Really. Warm weather goes with
craziness.
Well, there's craziness everywhere. It's just more than there's ever been. I mean, are you surprised? Is there not craziness in Northern Virginia and Southern Virginia and Virginia as a whole?
There's craziness everywhere.
It happens everywhere. But it's just, this is not blue red. It's just people that have been.
It's not as accepted.
Worked up into a.
It's not
a
as
frenzy.
Accepted here. It's just not. In Florida, it is almost celebrated. From my viewpoint.
I don't know what you know about the state, but I will tell you.
The time my sister lived there, she was like, "It's really different." I'm like, "What do you mean?" She goes, "Let me tell you about this."
Yeah. I don't know.
Strength
I don't know what
numbers?
To do.
Oh yeah. My god.
It's just kind of crazy. And then, you know, I'm sitting there, maybe one person that's kind of on the right, right like-minded, and she launches into song. Yeah,
give it up for sexual chocolate.
But also, you know what? And this is, I throw this out to you, is the people that go to these meetings, the people that comment publicly, mm-hmm. that do it that way, that don't do it behind the scenes. I have never... This is such a contentious issue. I have never been one to sit in on a board meeting like this. I think I maybe have gone to a couple of architectural review board things when I was a business owner because I had to. But it's a little amazing for, I think they're regulars. Let me put it that way. I think they're people that
there's a strain of people that probably love it. But also, Mike, here, although it is unsettling, just take some solace in the fact that they're doing it right for 30 days. They got it right for 30 days.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters. And Michael, come here, buddy. You are on the air.
Are you going to give him 30 seconds to comment?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's maybe as a show tune.
Yes. What's your favorite Whitney Houston record?
So now I got a bench for you right here. You want to put your headphones on? Here, I got them right here for you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
All right. I got your microphone over here somewhere. So I think it's on the floor. Your microphone on the floor? You want to slide in next to me?
Slide in.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now we got to turn your microphone on. Hold on just a second.
What's on his shirt?
What's on your shirt?
I can't see the graphics for the camera.
It's just
the pattern.
Just
okay. All right. It's nice.
Cool.
I like it.
You're a parent, right? You're a parent. Why when he's on this show does it always seem like you've never been around a child?
Have you ever seen
in your
a kid
life?
Before?
Let me see. Hold on. Let me turn this on. All right. Hold on. Hi, Michael.
Hi.
Hi. How you doing? Go ahead.
Let's hear.
Why are you? Oh, thank you. Now you're in a minute. All right.
Is that the coffee you ordered yesterday?
Yes. There's your coffee.
Thanks.
Jesus, it only took 23 hours, 48 minutes.
My God.
Thanks.
Some caffeine.
All right. You're going to have to use this microphone.
I don't think he's unmuted.
All right. Go ahead.
He's back. Michael, are you pumped to go back to school tomorrow?
Yes.
Oh, it's awesome.
It is. You see your friends?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Do you want to say hi to anybody maybe that you'll see at school tomorrow? Some names?
I know a name. I'm not saying it. You'll get mad at me.
Are there any little ladies you want to say hello to?
What?
Any ladies you want to say hello to? Stop it.
Harper?
Yeah.
Oh.
Harper.
That's the kiddo.
Yeah.
Nice.
And also probably hello to Donnie, right?
Yeah.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Harper first.
Yeah, but mostly Harper.
Cooper, James... That's mostly it.
That's your crew.
Yeah.
All right. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. I
those
like
your
that.
Homies?
Mm-hmm.
His squad. Right,
it's the bus comes in. No, you do not drink that. Please do not drink that. Do not drink.
Is he drinking
so
your coffee?
He's pretending to. It's great. I love was a that visual hot? Gag.
Was that hot? Did you? Well, it was disgusting. Okay, see you later.
Later.
Kids, kids love coffee.
Bye-bye. Bye. There he goes. Yeah, so
true entertainer.
What happened?
What's
here?
The story with Harper?
Yeah, what's up
what's
with her?
Skinny?
No. He's going to be dead. He's going to honor that. Okay. Let's bury that. All right. Let's
moving
bury
on.
That.
Moving on.
Anywho, so that's it. That's my my little FLA update.
Well, we're happy
update.
For you.
Very happy, and I was tickled to death that you texted us as soon as it broke. That was a great text.
Well, I asked him.
Yeah, but still, yeah. It was great
it
to
was
hear.
It was really, it's just scary, though, to think that I don't mind people having differing points of view. What did you say?
I said I asked him because I care.
Was that directed at your brother there?
Yes,
is
yeah,
that what
yeah,
it was?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, we left it with you were going to text us as soon as you found out something. You're not a big fan of hearing from me, so.
That's so not true. That's so, I don't like phone calls from you.
Yeah, well, you see, there's that. There's that.
What's minimal this? Communication. Yeah, no updates.
What is this, Carla?
What?
Off mic. We can't hear.
These are COVID tests.
Oh, nice.
Self-tests.
Some strips.
Carla,
oh, cool.
Carla got these COVID
smart.
Tests. Oh, very, very, yeah. Very good.
I got a B-.
You got a B-?
Yeah.
On your COVID
test? My COVID test. Should have studied positive. Harder. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, do you have to do the school COVID test now, or what's the story?
No, it's just, I think, because Carla's a business owner that works in close proximity with the public.
Do they take the kids' temperature upon entrance to the school?
I don't think so. I do not
that
think
surprises
so.
Me. I would think they would do
those
that.
Do they do that in your county?
Don't know, because Carrie has not gone back yet, and my kids are not in the county anymore.
Yeah.
So. Oh, that's right. So you don't have to deal with it every day. And the only change is bus time pickup is no longer 7:15 or 7:25 as it was last year. It's now 6:56.
Let's bury that.
Let's bury that, shall we? I'll be drinking a lot of coffee, shall I? But, yeah, I just hope there are no scenes tomorrow, and I won't know because he's going on the school bus where he's got a loving and concerned and beautiful human being, Miss Linda, who is the school bus driver. And
a magnificent teacher as well.
A magnificent teacher who has been in regular contact with us, which I cannot tell you how grateful I am.
That's great.
Have you had the pep talk with Michael about any confrontations to stay out of them?
I don't think he's going to have to deal with that. He's good.
Well, you know, you've got the hero gene. You have it. He probably has it.
Yeah. And you're not going to have him videotape anything,
the
are
hero
you?
Hero gene. You know what Oscar's saying between the lines?
Yeah, of course.
It's like the kind of guy that just wants to get into a go all
the
time.
And you see, I know this, and this is why I don't give him the satisfaction.
Right, but he's right. Rob, he's so right, because I would go down.
In the back of my voice. You don't see that in your son, though.
No, I don't. I really don't.
No.
In the back of my brain yesterday was a voice going, get in your car. Get in your car.
Oh, yeah. You
were
literally rubbing your palms together when you saw it happen. You say, okay, here goes.
But I'm also older now, and I realize that the people that are dangerous in that situation are the people that are going to be, disagreeing with me.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to go down at 62 and be pummeled by some, 40-year-old guy, with his head shaved. I don't want to do that.
Watch it on TV.
It'd be a 24-year-old guy.
Let somebody else, some other rando get rolled.
Yeah. So, we'll see tomorrow. But I don't think there's anything to worry about. I think this is heated for a brief moment in time, and then we move on. And it doesn't have to be.
I give just a small retort for my godson?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
And so if anybody, if there's rumors or, questions about why do you have to wear a mask, and he can just say, well, I don't know what's going on, but what I do know is that I'm a man of science.
Oh, that's excellent. I like that.
Just anybody ask you about it, say you're a man of science.
Yeah,
that's
right. Yeah. And then a right cross, right across the bridge of the nose. There you go. Right there.
That's the
right
hero
in
gene.
The kisser.
That's
the
hero gene. That's my hero gene.
Yeah, basically, I'm a man of science.
the sweet science.
We've got a mailbag today, too.
Oh, good.
The people suck mailbag. And also the homepage coming up next. We'll be right back.
Jim Amato, I I love your voice. It's just fantastic.
And now the sultry sounds of Jim Amato are available in one timeless collection. TNA Records is proud to present That's Amato. Listen as Jim reads some of his favorite words.
Bamboozle. Aluminum. Quinceañera. Phantasmagoria. Sheer panties.
Amato does it all. Jim's silky smooth tones sing as he reads from the Jugtown, Pennsylvania phone book.
Carpenter. Ralph.
No! Stop it! You two idiots are ruining this podcast with your stupid, silly, asinine garbage!
Private's Twitch and Amato!
Get back in line, you miserable puke!
But you will listen to the Mike O'Meara Show!
You will
order a bonus show subscription by clicking the banner at MikeO'MearaShow.com!
That's an order!
Company dismissed!
You know, when those promos arrive and I click them and I listen, sometimes I'm like the audience in the movie, the producers. My jaw is just, wah.
And the curve is excellent. In the right direction. It We're is. So grateful, so guys. Good. We really, really, really appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody. This portion of the program is brought to you by Ultimate Ears Fits. Let's talk about ears, baby. Just like fingerprints, no two ears are exactly alike. That's why your earbuds probably start getting uncomfortable after a while. Mm-hmm. And I hate discomfort. I would love it if you would remove that from the commercial.
Well, Mike, that's part of the hero gene. Disturbs me. It's part of the hero gene. You hate discomfort.
You do hate discomfort.
Yeah, well, who likes it?
Part of the hero gene.
Hey, ho! Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Custom Fit Earbuds from Ultimate Ears. Are here to change all that. These are the world's most comfortable earbuds, and you know I hate discomfort.
Hates it.
You get a guaranteed perfect fit in 60 seconds. They stay put when you're on the go, and they feel great. Ultimate Ears Fits actually physically mold to your ear for a perfect fit. Just put them in, connect to the app, and watch the purple LEDs transform the earbuds to your unique shape. And their charge lasts all day. Ultimate Ears Fits are perfect for listening to your favorite shows, like the Mike O'Meara Show podcast, right up till bedtime, and for either music or voice. The sound is amazing, and if you don't love them like we do, Ultimate Ears offers a 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. For a limited time, get 15% off your pair of Ultimate Ears Fits True Wireless Earbuds at ue.com/fits. That's just the promo code TMOS at checkout. 15% off with promo code TMOS at ue.com/fits. It's /fits now. Okay. That's it. All right. Very good.
And it's
Welcome
fun.
Back
it's
to the show.
It's so much fun to mold them to your ears. Mm-hmm. It's actually it's a great project. You'll love
and
it.
And I hate discomfort. Always hated it. Yeah. It just makes me ill. It really does.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
What if I change the copy, Mike? If I change the copy to say, I'm Mike O'Meara and I love comfort.
I love comfort. No. But thank you for asking. No. All right, so we've been through a lot in this country. The world's been through a lot.
Sure.
In general, though, Americans put in more hours at work than people in other countries do. The average in the U.S. was 1,767 hours last year. That's about 35 hours a week if you take 2 weeks off a year, and about 30% more than people in Germany, France, or the U.K., makes me wonder, you think we'd be less PO'd at each other if we maybe, took a little more downtime? I don't know.
The Germans don't have a great reputation, really, about being pissed off. So
you're going back to the 40s again. You have to stop doing that.
I'm just saying, Mike, you really have to. You can't just look at the present. You have to look at all history.
Well, those are the hours that we put, about 35 hours a week. But which state has the hardest workers? Wallet Hub, I love their surveys, always share them with people. They just posted their annual rankings based on things like employment rates, hours worked, average commute, and how much free time people have in general. According to the results, the hardest working state this year is Alaska.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, it ranked second last year, but swapped places with North Dakota. Kind of a boom town with the oil industry up there, I believe. The 10 hardest working states in 2021, Alaska, North Dakota, Nebraska, South Dakota, Texas, Wyoming, the West really representing here, Oklahoma, Virginia.
Oh, hey, look internet. At that. TikTok.
Bitcoin. Excuse me.
Oh, dear. It tastes like coffee.
And then New Hampshire. They got one New England state in there, and then Kansas. New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
That surprises me. I'm surprised that. New Mexico ranked last.
Oh.
Followed by West Virginia. West Virginia. Not,
what
not
about, Mike? It's got to be towards the bottom. Mississippi.
Not in there. Not
really?
In the survey.
Well, maybe.
I mean, not in the states I have.
Okay.
It was the last New Mexico, West Virginia, New York, Connecticut, and Rhode Island. My home state, Connecticut.
Mm. Rhode Island.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's because of, you know, the Richie Riches that live down near New York or what, but that's what it is. Researchers from Georgetown University Medical Center studied hundreds of people between 58 and 98 and found two key brain functions get better in old age.
Oh,
really?
What's that?
They include attending to new information and focusing on what's important in a given situation. Those things contributed to critical aspects of cognition, like memory, decision-making, and self-control.
The mic.
Let me see. And are even vital in navigation, math, language, and reading.
I hear that after 50, what really goes away is your short-term memory and also your short-term memory.
The study. The study looked at three brain networks overall.
ABC, CBS, and NBC.
Only one declined with age.
Whoa.
It was referred to as alerting, and it's characterized by a state of enhanced vigilance and preparedness in order to respond to incoming information. So are there any benefits to this information beyond giving older people something new to lecture their grandchildren about? Yes, hopefully scientists say this data could lead to better therapies for Alzheimer's disease and protecting against dementia.
That's fantastic. I would love to see that happen. I have no joke. I'm seriously. I hate that stuff.
Yeah, well, I think it would be wonderful too. I do. I think that would be great. Ready for the next story now?
I am, please.
Nothing funny to say. Researchers from Georgetown University Medical Center studied hundreds of people between 58 and 90.
Mike.
Yes.
I think you might have already done that story.
No way. I'm sorry. That's a kind of stole his joke. You know? Sarah Paulson wore... All right, this is where I'm turning... This is where my inner conservative right-wing activist comes out.
Okay.
Sarah Paulson wore a fat suit to play Linda Tripp in Impeachment, American Crime Story, which makes sense because Sarah's pretty slim and Linda wasn't.
Right.
But once the trailers for the series started airing, people started criticizing Sarah for doing so for two reasons. One, she allegedly stole the part from a larger actress. I have no idea, nor do I care. And two, she contributed to the stigma against overweight people.
Come on. Bite me.
That's horribly stupid. And, you know, you look in the past, there are people who did it without the fat suit, like John Goodman. On Saturday Night Live.
Trip.
Yeah.
That's right, he did. That's a good memory on that. Now, Sarah says she regrets wearing the fat suit and probably won't ever do it again.
Watch the show.
I mean, really, are you kidding me? I think when you are
doing a
biopic of any kind, you want to look as much like the person as you possibly can.
It's no different than wearing a wig.
Yeah.
You're just changing your look. Yeah,
God. I mean, this is stuff is like, you should hear what people say. We're going nuts. We're going out of our minds as a society. We are. Speaking of going nuts, former NFL quarterback Trent Dilfer is the football coach at a private high school in Tennessee. And this past weekend, he blew up at one of his players and put his hands all over him. And, of course, it was caught on video. The player was tight end Bo Dawson. Witnesses say he ran the wrong route, then mouthed off to Dilfer. When he returned to the sideline, Dilfer yelled at him to sit down and actually grabbed him and tried to muscle him over to the bench. Did not look good. I watched it.
Yeah,
there's a difference. There's a bit of a difference. There's kind of grabbing the head and looking at him and doing that, but then you let the other people take care of it. This was like a wrestling match, and the kid wasn't having any of it.
Yeah.
And
the worst part is that Dilfer was wearing a fat suit.
Yes, he was dressed as Linda Tripp.
He was. It was a
I
new
didn't think it was
technique.
So bad, Mike.
Well, you're from Bolivia, so
no,
you don't think stuff like
football.
That.
It's football. It's a contact sport.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's not talking
it looked
about,
like the kid. It looked like the kid was being a little ass.
He was given some attitude, and the guy's like, I'm a Super Bowl champion. You sit the F down.
Well, there is a backstory on this. Bo is the son of former NFL place kicker Phil Dawson. He and Dilfer played together on the Cleveland Browns, and now Dawson is one of Dilfer's assistant coaches, and the families are super tight.
Yeah.
So I guess he knows the kid really well.
What about
so the kid,
two NFLers on a high school team?
Yeah, it's private school. Crazy. It's a private school in Tennessee.
Wow.
Still, Dilfer issued an apology. He called Bo one of our finest student athletes and added, quote, I should have been a better leader and shown greater wisdom and discernment in how I handled the incident. Oscar, I'm with you 100% on this, because this now sort of enables any kid out there to act like a little. You know, if this kid had pitched a little fit on the sidelines and shoved one of his teammates, we wouldn't be talking about it.
You're right.
No. All right? And all he's trying to do. All he is trying to do is get the kid to sit his ass down.
Yeah. You don't have to Ted Lasso that. You got to muscle him up a little bit.
No, you do. I mean, it's
football. It's a contact sport.
All right, something a tad lighter here. Seth Rogen, he's a comedian. He's a pottery expert and a pot expert. And now he's a podcaster.
Ooh.
He has a, we should book Seth. Tell Mr. Riddell. Might be fun to get old Seth on the show. He has a new show coming out.
Always keep that one close at hand.
That's very timely. He's got to hand it to him today. He's on today, right? Showed up to play today. Story Time with Seth Rogen is the name of the...
I like, just quick sidebar, like when comedians in cars getting coffee, the latest season where he's so sweaty because he's so, like, kind of nervous to be in front of Jerry and be on the show and worked up, that Jerry keeps on talking about how sweaty he is. And Seth says, can you stop talking about how sweaty I am? I know.
I'd like to see that.
You know what? It's really bad when you are, because I think Seth Rogen comes off as a genuinely nice guy.
Yes.
And Seinfeld is such
a
an
dick.
Uber dick.
He's such a
dick. It's a bad mix, man.
Well, Seth, explain what the podcast is.
Yeah.
And tell me, I'm going to read this quote.
All right.
And tell me if you don't think this sounds like a weed-infested quote right
All
now.
All right.
This is what the show will be like. He'll have everyone from a celebrity to normal people coming in to tell him a story. Here's the quote. I'll ask them if they have any incredible stories they think are entertaining or formative or just something they've just wanted to tell for a long time. My pitch is that I will take that story and turn it into a sort of audio documentary. I make it very clear that they're not all funny, and if it's not a funny story, then I won't go out of my way to try to add humor to it, you know?
Okay, what I picture is him saying that to some executive, and the executive saying, that idea sucks. And then he goes with a big hit off of a fatty. He goes, no.
Doesn't suck.
You don't understand.
I think it'll probably be great.
Yeah. He'll get the right guess.
Yeah.
First episode comes out on October 9th, and we'll have to check it out. Now, for that looks like something I could check out.
I would listen to
that. Yeah.
All right. Something that embarrasses me a little bit is this. You know Ben Affleck back together with J-Lo and all that.
Yes.
He's a notorious gambler, and he stars in a new ad.
Gambling.
For the sports betting app WinBet.
Okay. For Steve Wynn?
Yes.
And Ben even directed the spot. Also appearing in the commercial, another notorious gambler by the name of Lupe Rodriguez, also known as J-Lo's mom. Ooh. And I watched it. I watched the whole thing. But you know what saved it?
What
saved it is the greatest pitchman in the history of pitchmen. And that, of course, is Shaquille O'Neal, who would improve anything just by being in there. There's also actor Melvin Gregg from Nine Perfect Strangers.
I don't know that one.
I just started watching that, so I'm not sure what that is. But it's just got a little oil on it. It's got a little shimmer of oil the way they do it, because they're kind of slicky slick walking through the Wynn Casino. Yeah. And, we'll see. But that's...
you've got the right players to get the attention you need through all these casino apps.
Yeah, but when you watched it, did it make you feel dirty?
Yes.
Yeah. Then they're doing their job.
Yeah, now maybe feel sweaty, like Seth Rogen sweaty. That's what I felt like.
Seth Rogen.
Yeah, I thought I'd throw that one at you. There you go. That wasn't too long.
Thanks for rooting against me.
And now a little something, something. Here we go. A new Twix-flavored seasoning blend hits stores tomorrow. It's called Twix Shakers, and it'll be available at Sam's Club starting tomorrow. Then grocery stores around the country will get it over the next couple of months.
Oh, you might have to wait.
It's mostly meant as a topper for things like ice cream and milkshakes, but they claim it's good on popcorn and in cocktails, and you can even put it on fried chicken.
Wow. Well,
if there is a product that exemplifies 2021, this is it.
Yeah.
I swear to God, where we are. Now wash it down with your spicy Mountain Dew and get back to watching the Milk Crate Challenge. And don't forget, it has what plants crave.
Electrolytes.
Jesus Christ. Hey, Twix candy. I want the. Can I get the candy on everything? Can I get the candy on everything?
Mike, I'm not going to eat that stuff until they turn it into gummies.
Oh, man. I just want the candy. I want to take some candy on it. She shouldn't be wearing a fat suit. We'll be right back.
Oh, it's me, Amy Winehouse, innit? Remember me? You might not recognize me because I've lost a lot of weight in the past few years. Some good news. I was cremated back in 2011. I've stopped smoking. Remember back when Rob Spiewak dressed up as me for Halloween? Yeah, real funny, isn't it? If I would have seen him at that Halloween party, I'd have punched him in the throat. But I was passed out in the bathroom, which Rob and I also have in common. Halloween is coming up soon, isn't it? Stop putting your costume together now. Through the Michael Mara Show Shopping Center. Access Target and Walmart through the link at michaelmaraShow.com. Wine House.
Wow. Celebrity voices impersonated.
That is
I like it.
I did
kind
too.
Of obscure. I like cut. That though.
Shout out listen. To Kaylee Harner did the voice.
Well
on
done.
That. Good job,
that's
Kaylee.
That's a posthumous Amy Winehouse
yeah,
impression.
It is, in it.
I'm gonna push him right in the throat.
In it.
In it. That's kind of different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very different, isn't it?
Had a little bit of a little bit of controversy to it, isn't it?
It's hot stuff, isn't it?
Have you noticed the large increase of mortgage advertising in the recent weeks? Lower interest rates tend to drive up the number of mortgage companies vying for your attention, people that might not know you. It's more important now than ever to work with a team you can trust. And I trust my friend Mark Livingstone. And I tell you about him personally all the time because I believe in him and I believe in his team at Cornerstone First Financial. It's great to be able to tell you about something that we have used, something that's that big a deal in your life, like refinancing.
We're
and
about
having
to
a company
finish
that's
our,
done it.
About to finish our second. We actually had our appraisal done yesterday. They make it so easy.
So easy.
It's amazing. We got an
even
email.
When I deal with them, Rob. Even when I deal with it. And listen, I know
and you're
that
difficult.
Within the walls of Cornerstone First Financial, I'm known as somewhat of a big pain in the ass.
Well, they say
I know that.
They say he's a pain, but he's got the hero gene. So let's make this work.
But I know that I'm difficult. I do. I know that I'm difficult. I'll fire off a snarky email once again for absolutely no reason, you know? Mm. I know you might be paying more attention to other people than me, but let me tell you something. Mike, you called us yesterday and we got back to you last night. Oh!
that's difficult, isn't it?
Yep. By the way, Cornerstone First is a direct lender. They got their own money. They can guarantee to meet or beat any competitor. Just ask me. I'm their big pain in the ass guy. I am, you know. Robin Oscar, smooth sailing. Me, you know, it's the BB factor.
BB?
B2B. B2B. Bitch to bitch.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yeah. What are you complaining about? Love it. Like it. Do it always.
In it.
Well, anyway, in it. The Delta variant and the crisis in Afghanistan, mixed economic signals have caused rates to come down now, haven't they?
Isn't
to historic
it?
Lows, isn't it? So whether you're taking cash out with a refi or purchasing a new home, you need to call now. Mm-hmm. Other companies may entice you with low rates, but they won't disclose their higher closing costs or even charging you points. That's the old bait and switch. Don't fall for it. Call now and see what Cornerstone can do for you. No gimmicks, just benefits, savings, and solutions. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221, 202-625-1221, or cornerstonefirst.com. Do it now.
Isn't
pretty
it?
Good idea, isn't it? in it. Okay, you shut up. Just shut up. Doing it before I'm doing it.
I love it.
All right, we got. I'm gonna dealer's choice here.
Okay,
we can find out where the corners are, but that's just a preview of things to come. We can talk about the intern fair. We haven't had old Oscar.
That's talking about that. That's my pick.
We'll push the People Suck mailbag to tomorrow.
Right.
And let's talk intern fair, because I'm excited when you said you wanted to talk about this, because I'm thinking we need some new blood. We need some young
blood
at the old Podville studios.
So let me first temper some expectations, because the Delta variant is top of mind.
Yes.
Top of mind. And for me, the usual fairs that we have are, you know, frankly, in person, we've got some resumes. What do you think about coming in for an interview?
Exactly.
We've never actually gone to an intern fair. This is the first time we've done this in about a year and a half, because they haven't had this program in place because everybody went home.
Yeah, it's a virtual one now. Yes. Still it is.
But everybody,
so you have a virtual intern fair. Does this mean like anybody can hop on this? Or
no, this is
are you
for
talking
AU.
To
this is for this AU.
Is this Strictly for American University
AU.
And you're talking to people that run the program?
No,
is that
we're talking
what it is?
To students.
Oh, you're talking to actual students.
For prospective internships.
As Harvey Korman says, students.
To a man.
Mm-hmm.
All of them don't ask anymore about is it paid. They expect to be paid for their internship. A lot has changed. The brave new world.
Wow.
Brave new world.
I remember being told you're being paid with a college credit. That's what you got. Yeah.
Not anymore.
Especially when you're in college.
Right.
Not anymore.
Well, I got paid by NBC.
You
by
did?
NBC. Yeah.
Because union shop, I guess.
Because it was a union shop, but only because it was a union shop. All the other ones didn't get paid.
Wow. You
know? But also they paid him to keep it quiet, because when he was there, Willard Scott went crazy and killed a pig.
Got it. Mm-hmm. So, but for context, if you're a nonprofit, don't need to pay an intern. But if you are for profit, you got to pay your interns now. So that type of constraint for any business will have you take a second look at, you know, what are the qualifications? Is this person the correct fit? Can you invest in a certain amount of, let's say, roughly 20 hours in salary into this individual to teach them about what we do?
And I have to ask Oscar to clarify something that we discussed before the show today. And there was a certain amount of this on the Mike O'Mara Show's terrestrial version, and also the old Don and Mike Show. But I think the Big O and Duke Show had the best policy for bringing Mike. You have a little something.
Mike's enjoying his coffee.
Yeah.
For those of you not watching on video,
Mike is mustache lactose intolerant.
Lactose.
You have to pay him.
What was your policy for hiring interns for Big O and Dukes?
I don't remember.
Wasn't it? You look weird. Okay.
No, that's
no.
Rude.
It was putting a mirror under their nose.
No. You had to have some sort of personality.
Okay. I withdraw the weird thing, but I would say you had to be.
That's rude. Well, yeah, withdraw.
Yeah.
You're weird.
Well, yeah, and you know what? Weird bought my house.
Nah, could have had a bigger house. Maybe a little more work. So
maybe I wasn't weird
stop
enough.
Stop fighting and tell me, are we going to get interns or not?
We are. Through Podville, because, you know, Team West can't afford it. So we'll get them through here.
And will they go to Florida and help Mike get that mustache clean?
No chance.
I was just using the foam that was from my cappuccino.
Boom!
But I have a power ranking. Like, for our previous interns, who would have made the cut if we had to pay them for their time?
Maddie Masiello.
Of course, 100%.
100%.
We paid her double. She's just fantastic.
Number one seed,
yes.
Maddie Masiello.
Yes.
Next to Maddie,
Dahlia.
Dahlia.
We would have paid Dahlia.
Was absolutely magnificent. And she was great on the air.
Absolutely.
Rob Ford was a pretty good little guy.
I would have paid Rob Ford.
Okay, yeah.
He would do what he said he was going to do.
He grew into the role. I think that Eric Stulginski, if we go far enough back.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Way back.
Yeah, we would have paid Cole.
Girl.
Yeah, girl. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yep. We've had a lot of great interns.
Who wouldn't we have paid?
Mac.
That was too quick and too
Diego.
Strategic. Okay, fair.
Fair. Yeah.
Fair.
What was his name? TJ?
Oh, my God. Way back from the old terrestrial show?
Yeah, I would say probably not him. probably not him.
Well, you know, there's something when you're doing a major promotion for your show and he goes to the DC 101 chili cook-off.
Yeah, can't make it. I'm at
moron.
The cook-off. At the chili cook-off.
Who else wouldn't we have paid?
There is a list. It's a long list.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, much easier to remember the ones we make a joke about, Mac and Diego, and then the ones that we really liked, like Zoolander and Girl and Maddie, because they're memorable.
I would say in the just missed it category, Vincent.
Vincent.
Yeah.
Who was he?
Quiet Vincent.
Vincent, remember the young man who wore slacks and a dress shirt to the internship?
Yeah. Oh, I don't. I don't.
Okay.
Nope.
He was... So... I guess what was fantastic about the experience, to get to the crux of it, is like you are literally looking at these people as, are they employable? Which I think is what something you should always look at. The lens we look at, Mike, is how quirky are they for the show?
Yeah.
Right?
That's not a bad lens to look for because it also, in many cases, I'll give you an example. Mac, people like Diego, they found a really great experience here, and it helped them as human beings. I like to think one of my greatest sources of pride.
They deserve a shot.
Oh, and you know what? Yeah. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention Dan O'Brien.
Yes. No, but Dan's on, in fairness.
Do you have that Seth Rogen handy?
I do, as a matter.
Why don't I say it again?
Okay, please.
Yeah. Are you, tell me when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Dan O'Brien.
But on your scope of being employable.
Dan O'Brien in 2013 would not have made the cut. Dan O'Brien in 2021 would have made the cut.
I love Dan O'Brien, and I might have to disagree with you about 2013. I thought he was a fine lad.
Yeah. I think he was
weren't on the call with Chris Freitz when he said, Dan O'Brien just called me and asked me how to tweet.
Well, perhaps that was...
Let me talk to Dan O'Brien.
You wouldn't ask me to perform heart surgery either. You need to put the talent where the skill set is. And Dan has come a long way.
He is
currently employable.
He's currently employable.
So I get back to it again. Where do we stand? Where do we stand with these
interviews? I have three key candidates. The two candidates who will thrive in any, environment, I'm hoping to land here in the next 2 weeks. And you will see one of them help out on this program. There is a third outlier that is quirky enough to catch my eye, but not on the level of wittiness, was ballsy enough to ask me certain questions within the interview that I was like, this guy's funny.
So ballsy,
I appreciate that.
Ballsy without witty, or witty and ballsy?
I think he may be a little dumb. But I'll take.
I love that.
I'll
I love dumb and that. Ballsy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Give you a career in this business.
Also young, right? So that kid's a freshman. The other two are like sophomore. Well, no, there's one freshman that was smart and clearly reminded me of Maddie. It really did. I said, AU, this might be another Maddie. There's another gentleman who is a junior that like has his S together, and the other freshman guy was like something right out of TikTok.
Internet. All right, this is what happens on this show.
Yes.
Bitcoin.
All right, this is what happens on this show.
All right.
I will tell you that, first of all, we have to take a break. When
we
come back, I have an idea, if this doesn't pan out, of something we can do.
I love it.
And I don't think there's any reason in hell that we don't have to do it.
Okay.
All right.
That we can't do it.
All right.
I'm in.
Could be wrong, but I'll tell you when we come back.
Can't wait.
I think it might work. It'd be perfect. We'll be right back with more fun and more thrills. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hit me.
The TMOS bonus show has what listeners crave.
It's got electrolytes.
If you like TMOS, join Mike, Rob, and Oscar for the TMOS bonus show every week.
Why don't we just try it and not worry about what plants crave?
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know?
Buy it for yourself or give it to a friend and help the show grow.
Like out the toilet?
I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
The time is now to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show.
Do it. Do it now.
Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
It's got electrolytes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Life's best moments happen around a roaring fire and a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove. Makes your outdoor moments even more memorable because instead of having to constantly dodge campfire fumes, you can sit back, relax,
and actually enjoy the fire. Yes. Day or night, a smokeless fire pit from Solo Stove turns magical moments into unforgettable memories. Warmth, brilliance, connection. Those fireside moments ground you in what it means to be a human being. I am not an animal.
In it.
Might be a nice little idea, go out by the Solo Stove, sit around, have a little chat, isn't it? And so easy, you go from unboxing your Solo Stove to fireside fun and moments. The stainless steel construction is designed to regulate airflow and burn more efficiently. So little smoke, you'd wonder how there's so much fire.
True.
It's burning the whole place up, isn't it? I don't, maybe shouldn't have said that.
No, you're speaking figuratively,
it's just a lot of
Amy.
Fire.
Yes. Isn't it?
Easy to keep lit, even easier to clean, and they're so confident you'll love it, they offer a lifetime warranty and a 30-day free return policy. Check out the deep discounts available during their Labor Day sale and get a free stand with any fire pit so you can use your Solo Stove on any surface, including decks or outdoor rugs.
So great.
You, isn't it? Use promo code Mike, that's M-I-K-E, at solostove.com for an extra $10 off. That's solostove.com, promo code Mike, for $10 off on top of their incredible Labor Day discounts. But hurry, the Labor Day sale ends September 6th, and we thank you. All right, this is the thought I had. I was just thinking, as you were talking about, so you got three in the queue. Okay, you can turn the fire off.
Yeah, just from AU.
Yeah.
We have three other intern
players. And what are they? They're the Patriots, right? The American Patriots?
Eagles,
okay.
Eagles.
Yeah. Eagles, isn't it?
Patriots, GMU.
Stop saying isn't it. You're going to make me say it all day.
I love it.
The idea of what about a TMOS internship for people that just want to learn about the business?
Oh.
People that are not affiliated with the university, if this mandatory stuff, what if you want to come in and just hang out?
That's how we got Mac, isn't it? Mac wasn't an official, wasn't he an off-the-street guy originally?
No, he was going to Northern Virginia Community College.
Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot that counted.
That counted, and then he stopped going.
That's
what if it was some 54-year-old dude who wanted, why are you shaking your hand?
That means more work for me. And I do not need to deal
with that. Cancel culture.
I'm still trying to teach Rob what to do.
We're canceling you, Oscar. You're canceled.
My point being,
thank you.
Why am I taking a student from a $50,000 a year institution of higher learning and having to pay them to educate them when American University should be writing a check to my struggling business to get us to chug along?
You're not paying a single thing. Podville Media is.
Well, it's same thing, right?
No, it's a corporation.
It's the principle of the thing.
Yeah, and
I think, is
by the way, we don't make the rules.
It's not your little show. It's the it's the corporation. Mike, it's Podville Media. You don't have to worry about it.
Right? Well, no, you do. If you want to invest in...
I don't have the money to invest in anything because my business is not thriving enough, Oscar.
Let me add this.
Podville Media is chugging along. Podville is
not thriving. It's just well invested.
Mm.
Would you like to invest some more into this business?
I don't have the money.
Let's work with what we have then.
You know what I invested in? This name, pal.
Yeah, this name.
All right.
I think we've settled that.
No, so it would be, this is going to be another intern we share. Is that what it is? You know, another thing?
I'm willing to pay the Goonie or Goonies that you're willing to bring on out of the TMOS budget.
This is your new intern, Chunk.
But I can't. I
hey,
can't,
you guys.
I can't logically say that if they could do this and that. We're doing the best we can with what we have, Mike. We always have.
What, here?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd like to do a little better.
Yeah, no S. That's what we're trying to do.
And you know what? To be fair.
I've done everything I can.
We will.
I have.
TMO has done away.
I've done everything. It has nothing to do with the success of this broadcast. I've done everything I can do, you know. If you're telling me that hey, here's a way to be more successful, you know, get a fourth mortgage on your house, then I'm sorry, I am OUT. I do not come to the table armed. I come with my talent.
Yes, he is, as you know.
With my talent.
He is a creative.
Yes, you are a creative.
I am a creative.
You are a creative, yes.
You know, I'm sorry that I don't have the pocketbook of one Mr. Charles A. Bill Nye. Okay, you dick. But I'm here, and I'm doing the work, and I'm here every day.
I say that even if it is a shared intern, we will benefit. And let's go to the phones.
What?
Open Phone America.
Maybe that was the 52-year-old intern.
That's right. Did you spring that idea on him?
They can be any age.
Let me tell you. My idea on interns.
Yes. Yeah.
Simply bring me people that I can interact with on the air. That's the extent of it. Always been the extent
of it.
Now, with that said, hold on just a second. I want to make it real clear. That's me talking, okay? When you're talking about when interns get out of this, as Oscar and Rob will tell you, the interns that come to the studios, the Mike O'Mara studios on M Street, they get a tremendous education.
They do.
They really do.
Oh, are you kidding me?
They get to come in, see how we tape the broadcast, see what goes into it. If they want to, they can go down the hallway and work on that other little project where they do all those different things.
Yeah.
But as far as,
presidential library.
As far as this, I don't care.
Yeah.
Who's been on for longer? 13 years of
true.
Winning.
You're right.
Winning.
Yes.
And I'm 13
years of winning.
If he is going to diminish me in the eyes of Podville Media, which I am.
I don't think he is. You're looking at it all wrong.
I have a tiny ego stake in. Really, that's never going to pay me anything. Anyhow, Oscar says when I'm dead that Carla might get a little something.
No, it's like when they used to say that.
I think we're working with Michael. That with everything.
Michael. It's like when
not Carla anymore.
It's generation.
And maybe Michael's son.
By then, the chips will go.
It's like kind when, of like what is it,
Ben Franklin. When Ben Franklin left the $2,000 and said you can't touch it for 200 years.
That's right, exactly.
It's worth a few mil now. Yeah. That's a good thing.
He left $2,000 and then went off to France to visit with hookers.
If an intern comes in to work on our show, they learn. That's an absolute given.
They absolutely do. And what I love, like the fun part about what we've done, and you know I'm kidding about the age, it doesn't matter. If you're willing to do the work, as I mentioned to the 13 prospective interns that interviewed
to be on. That's an unlucky number,
Mike.
I
said, you know, when people ask, like, what can I expect out of the internship? I said, well, how hard are you willing to work? Right?
So you said to
yes.
Well, you know, I've interviewed many interns going back to our terrestrial radio days, and I've always said the same thing, and I mean this with everything. Is it you get out of an internship
what you're willing to put in.
It reminds me of what Oscar was saying to me just the other day. I said, Oscar, how can the Mike O'Mara show be more financially viable? Mm. And Oscar said to me, Mike, if you would sell everything you own and send me a check, we would immediately have enough money to buy some new lights.
And lights are good. Lights are good.
We have new lights here.
Yeah, I just can't do it on time.
I love it.
I just couldn't make it on time. That was the way that went. So the bottom line is we're going to get interns here. We're going to have some interns come in.
This was the interesting part, is most of the internships people are looking for are virtual.
Yeah.
Because of the Delta variant.
Yeah, it's lazy.
Yeah. God, that sucks.
Yeah, can you bring me a virtual cup of coffee?
Yeah, but you think it's lazy, but that's the reality we're in.
Yeah, but
who's the your superstar that you like so much at Podville?
Oh, I'm right
the
here,
name
Mike.
Of that lady?
Yeah, here you are.
No, not you.
No,
you said you're going to get what's her name, Max, on the show.
Yeah, she's been on the program three
and
times.
And she'd like
now.
To. And she, what?
Yeah, you were you were out. But we were here. We got a chance to hang out with her.
You know what?
She's fantastic.
Hey, come by when my weird uncle's not here.
Yeah,
come by. Come by when he won't embarrass me. That's what it is.
No, I don't
am
think
I right?
So.
No, I don't
think so. No, no, yes, no. It was an audible. It was an audible.
Yeah.
Anyway, absolutely. It should be fun. I'd like to get. Well,
we do have great personality. I can't wait till you meet him.
If it's virtual, though.
That's the way I'm trying to work through it. That's what I guess to the crux of the internship. Not everybody.
I can't
but the
imagine.
Majority are
so
people.
Exhausting.
Well, Mike, you think of. Well, you think it's exhausting. Imagine running a business that way.
I know.
Where
I mean,
people
it's,
can't come in and they want to get paid.
It sucks. And we're all dealing
it's
with this
tough.
Right now.
Everyone's dealing with it.
And, you know, we're talking about the longer this goes on, the longer the recovery is going to be.
Yeah.
And it's
they keep pushing
it's sad.
It. They keep pushing it back. Pushing it back.
If I really dwell on this, it's going to tank
keep
the show.
Fighting. Keep fighting.
I'm not going to do
gonna
it.
Get,
but
what I did appreciate this, and I think most universities are saying you have to be vaccinated to
we'll
be on
campus. We'll do a
Zoom
call with an intern. It'll be fine.
Yeah,
it'll
but what's fun is I mentioned that our entire floor is vaccinated and nobody can get onto this floor without being vaccinated and nobody flinches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish more companies would do that. I wish more companies, large and small, would do that. You know?
Nobody's going to get the shingles, Mike.
I'm going to get that. I'm getting my shingles vaccine.
You are?
Yeah. I'm in that age group.
Let us know when you're out. We'll bring Max in.
Yeah, it's great. By the way, because it's the shingles vaccine, they don't use a hypodermic needle. They use a nail gun. That's a roofing joke. That's a roofing joke. Thank you very much. Thank you.
I'm so glad I came to work today.
Thank you. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the dumpster.
It's a digital one, Mike.
The digital dumpster. And Charlie Burney, when I make jokes about your money, please know that from my heart, I always mean it.
Go!
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I used to be the life of the party. And so he said, that's where I put my thermometer.
Not employable.
Not employable.
But then everything changed. I couldn't laugh,
John.
Feel joy.
We got A-list material. We got A-list material. And there's no need to have old Johnny. I want that gone. I want that retired. Right. I never want to hear it again.
From our records.
It's Johnny is, you
it's
know,
going into my.
Really.
There is a file in my computer called Promo Dustbin. And he will be needing it soon.
Maybe someday. Do you save them?
I save every promo. I save everything.
He's a hoarder, you know that.
That would be interesting some way down the road. We could like have a little trip. We've been doing the show over a decade. Might be fun.
The best
back
of RJ.
To the... oh, God. Which is worse, Delta variant? No, that was not nice.
No.
If you had to create a highlight reel of your life, what heartwarming memories would you include in it? You threw me with RJ.
Sorry. That was a shame, isn't it?
Are these moments waiting, dormant on old tapes and film reels? That's sad, right? And it's a waste. With Legacy Box, you can reclaim and preserve these memories and create a digital collection of the moments that have shaped your family and ensure they're always within reach. The milestones, the homecomings, the stories, sharing them is the best way to ensure they're never forgotten. Legacy Box is the easiest way to have outdated media digitally preserved to DVD, a thumb drive, or the iCloud system. Or the cloud.
Come back,
Legacy
Mike.
Box is so easy. Pack and send it to their team and their system. They will digitize everything by hand. Then you enjoy perfect digital copies preserved forever, effortlessly. Legacy Box is something you can order in minutes, and you can enjoy it forever. Just like we all did. Now is the perfect time to turn your aging tapes and films into a digital archive that's safe forever. I can see my folks whenever I want to. And Rob knows that even with both kids in college, their faces and voices are just a thumb drive away. Visit legacybox.com/TMOS to take advantage of this limited time offer for 50% off and honor the moments that have shaped your family. Take advantage of this exclusive offer today. Then use the kit when you're ready.
Yeah.
That's legacybox.com/TMOS. To save 50% off, legacybox.com/TMOS. Let's open it and see what's going on right now.
There's in
there it is down there. Ying, ying, ying.
Saludos. So I Bing Crosby. Nothing like a game of golf, you know, to chase the cobwebs out of your brain.
That was Spanish Bing Crosby.
Salute.
Can I jump in real quick? I'm not sure if you have it, but do you have Mike Richards in this?
I don't have the
we
story.
We should mention it.
We should mention it just quickly.
Please.
Okay. Yeah, Rob sent me a deal where the gist of it, Mike Richards is out as the executive producer of Jeopardy.
And I hear Wheel as well, like it's a total exit from Sony.
Well, I think maybe now you'll see, I would hope so, that you would immediately see a slight change in the way they're doing things, and I hope so, because it's been a series of terrible
They're
mistakes.
Still going to have to air his, what, four episodes?
Yeah, now it's going to be even more fun to watch it.
Well, it's make them much more
it's
precious.
Overdue. Yeah. It's overdue. It should have happened right away. A nice clean break. I never want to see anyone lose the ability to make a living. But they could have found a different home, and I'm sure in the long run they will for him. But it's been mishandled.
And Mike Richards is going to make a great intern at Podville.
And he's probably getting some sort of golden parachute.
Sweetheart deal, I'm sure.
I would think so. I would think, and I agree with Oscar. Look, I don't know the guy. I couldn't pick him out of a lineup. He might be the nicest guy in the world who made a few missteps and had some problems with his career. Or he might be. I just think the way everything was done, and this is not just Mike Richards.
No, this is the whole
this
system.
Goes up the food chain at Sony Pictures Television, too. So I hope some of those guys get a little looked at, too. I mean, really, these executives boneheads.
They won't.
Nah, they won't. They won't. He's gone. He's their sacrificial lamb.
Yeah.
He's out of there. I just hope that Jeopardy, because I love the franchise, make some better choices.
But
right now.
And you know what's bad is that the electrolytes enthusiasts around America are going to be okay with it because he's the face of it, and he's really not the entire problem. The fact that he was put in there, that's the problem. So they're going to be satisfied, and I hope that it's a fool's errand to hope that higher up is going to get looked at, but they won't. They won't.
Well, look, I also think that they've got more money than Jesus. They've been at it a long time,
and it's cheap to produce.
And, but also with Wheel. I mean, Pat and Vanna, have had a hell of a run. And I think that maybe that show could use, I think, an overhaul from top to bottom. I mean, that show has been, when you talk about, and I'm not just talking about Vanna White and Pat Zajac, I'm talking about the whole look of the show. It's like, COVID comes around, we're going to give them, like, wooden dowels to put over the stick to do it. It's like, dudes, and that thing is made of plywood.
Of course, right?
That's sitting there. How about a little upgrade in that department? Really? Yeah. If you look at the technological innovations with Jeopardy over the years, and you compare them with Wheel, I guarantee you would see Jeopardy way out ahead.
Has barely changed. I remember back in the Art Fleming days when Jeopardy, they'd pull an index card to reveal the clue. There's some old man backstage yanking paper.
And when we went backstage at The Price is Right, we were amazed that all this stuff. First of all, a lot of TV's still like that.
Oh,
plywood,
yeah.
Pulleys, things like on sets of like Star Trek.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Oh, you get really splinters. All right. MSNBC, Mike, sometimes we go days and days without saying the word Shaquille. Today we're going to talk about another guy named Shaquille, but not Shaquille O'Neal. Have you ever heard
this
of
this is the reporter?
Yeah,
yes,
did you
I
see
have.
This? Carrie hit me to this. His name is Shaquille Brewster or Shaq Brewster, and he's covering the hurricane for MSNBC, and you see this guy come running from like 100 yards out. Just absolutely
and a white pickup truck pulled over.
He's just absolutely ready to disrupt this podcast.
The rain has stopped. The wind is still going there. I think we even have a random person going around. I'm going to turn this way because, we deal with some people every once in a while. But they did get some reports of some down power lines of some trees that have fallen or at least limbs that have fallen. So they're going to go ahead and do that survey to make sure that they're okay. Craig, I'm going to toss it back to you because we have a person who needs a
He's yelling, report it accurately. Report it accurately.
Reporter in the field, magnificent.
Oh, he handled
it just
right.
Composed, blocked himself differently so he could finish the shot. Did a great job. It's what we are. This is all the time now.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going on, but this COVID is starting to wear people's ass out.
Oh, yeah.
And throw a hurricane on top of it. People are snapping. They're snapping all the
time. We'll finish out the tape because
that
Craig
Melvin's okay. Craig, I'm going to toss it back to you because we have a person who needs a little help right now.
Hey. We're going to check in with Shaq Brewster just to make sure all is well. There's a lot of crazy out there. A lot of crazy.
And Shaq was okay. It turned out okay.
Hey. I'm Craig Melvin. I'm sorry.
Craig,
do you love the Dallas Cowboys? I've corresponded with Craig. I'm just having fun.
Okay.
All right, Craig, I love
you.
Hey, I do.
Hey.
That's a strange.
Hey, calm down.
It's a raspy voice, isn't it?
Craig, I don't know how many hours one broadcaster can broadcast for, but he's always on.
He is.
He's always on. Great human being and married to our dear friend Lindsay Zarniak. Mm-hmm.
So I always wonder how it is that people get in the situation where they break down on the train tracks. And it seems to happen more often than it should. This is an 18-wheeler.
Laughing Pony. In the background. Yeah,
Pony laughs at the damnedest things. Yeah. Doesn't
he? Those dark, horrible things. Yeah. And it always happens there
okay.
on the train track.
So this is an 18-wheeler, and what it's hauling is one of those huge turbine blades that you see like in the desert to generate electricity. Yep. Well, the 18-wheeler made it across the tracks, but the turbine is dead center. Here come a train. Okay. And it hits it hard enough that it flips the truck. And, of course, there's some very intelligent commentary.
Oh, the train just came down on the blade.
Oh, my God.
And I have to say, when he says the train came down on the blade, what he means is the arm.
Mm-hmm.
The arm that tells you not to go across the train track. So
the train hasn't hit it yet.
No. Oh, train's coming, though.
The train just came down on the blade.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Okay, boys.
Oh, my God.
Nice video.
Yeah.
Nice video you ruined. Thank you. That's great.
But think of all the electricity they saved by using the turbine.
Wow.
Train your children, Mike. Train your children for stranger danger, okay?
Okay.
Do not let them put themselves at risk.
I want to ask you something. Listen. If a stranger comes up to you and says, "Hey, little girl, do you want some candy?" What would you say?
Thank you.
Classic kid answer.
That's what she's been trained to do. Somebody gives you something, you say, "Thank you, sweetheart."
Yeah. And what do you say when the train hits the turbine? Oh, God! Oh, God!
And then an expletive right at the moment of impact.
Let us close with this, Mike. You watched a school board, you were following a school board meeting last night.
I got
an onslaught. This is from Henrico County, which is right outside of Richmond. It encompasses a lot of Richmond. It's a school board meeting where they were doing the comment thing, and the names that the guy calls out may or may not be genuine. That's all I'm saying.
Thank you so much, Ms. Thomas. We do appreciate you. Phil McCracken. Eileen Dover. Don Kiddick. Wayne Kerr.
I haven't seen Don Kiddick in years. That's your magic. That's your digital dumpster. That's the thing. That's what it is.
Yeah, one thing you're really funny, you call it the audio vault every time, and it's a real good one. That's funny.
Have a good day, everybody.
Phil McCracken. We got to take a little powder. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode on the Mike O'Mara Show. And have a great evening, everybody. And I'll give you a report on first day of school. Hopefully there won't be any of those whack jobs. Whack-a-doodle. Anywho, see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Isn't it?
Ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.